نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد During the last class, last week, we mentioned that one of the trials we have witnessed these days amongst we the Muslims is that our scholars keep dying. Just find that the scholars started dying one after the other. And from amongst those who passed away, I think that was last month, was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi, rahimahullah. He was very, very, very beneficial. He faced teaching and writing. He was not busy with what the rest of the people were busy with. For me, he was the Abu Huraira in our times. Because the people, when they were busy with Akhz and Rabb, Abu Huraira was busy with teaching knowledge. So people are surprised, how come he is the Mukthirul Ummah, is Hafizul Ummah, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. The same thing with Abdullah ibn Umar. They were busy with teaching the people. So you find their ahadith more, because other people were busy with other things. So I used to consider Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi as the Abu Huraira in our times. And that's why what he has documented of the Sunnah put together, that he has no equal of it in our times after Sheikh Al-Albani. The works of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi, after the works of Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, there is nobody that has come near any of the two of them in our times, and they are from the scholars of our times. But the others who are busy with other things, of course, also connected to the religion, they would not have invested in as much knowledge as these two people have done. So that was why the demise of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi was a very, very painful one. Fortunately, he was involved in just teaching, especially, like I said, fortunately, in the best of places in the world. For over about 25 to 30 years, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi was teaching inside Masjidul Haram. And he was not teaching any other than hadith, haddasana, explaining the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. So usually when a person is busy with teaching and others are busy with other things, he has more investments. People refer to him more only when they are talking about knowledge. When they are talking about other things connected to issues of trials, they will not mention his name. And that is best for him. So he passed away about a month ago. He was a great scholar of hadith. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi, rahimahullah. And this morning, just after we had the class on Al-Adab al-Mufrad, we heard about the demise of one of our teachers, Sheikh Ali ibn Hassan ibn Abdul Hamid al-Halabi, rahimahullah. This morning, 3 days ago, I read his tweet. 3 days ago. On the 12th, 3 days ago, he was saying that he has been, he says that لا يمنع حذر من قدر لا يمنع حذر من قدر. Carefulness cannot take away qadar. That was how he started the expression. He said he had taken a lot of precaution not to be afflicted by the coronavirus. He said, but from the qadar of Allah is that he will be afflicted. So he said two things. I hope in Allah that Allah will cure me, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I hope that the rest of my brothers will pray for me. Two hopes. My brothers will pray for me that I should be cured. Then I hope in Allah that he will cure me. And then this morning we heard that he had died. May Allah forgive. Sheikh Ali Hassan Abdul Hamid Al Halabi, the nearest person to him in his guilt is the brother who is sitting last there. He's the nearest person to him. He's bigger than him twice. Yes, Sheikh Ali Al Halabi is huge, very big, and his knowledge was very big too. Allah says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا عِدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. It says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ. Do not allow things you have against people to prevent you from being just to them. You have a thing, you have issues against him. That doesn't mean that you should not be just with him. And if you read all the books where our scholars in the past have been talking about, those who have reported knowledge from one generation to the other, if they have issues over which they were criticized, it did not prevent them from mentioning the virtues they had. If you look at one of the biggest of them and the most comprehensive by Al-Imam Al-Zahabi, Rahimahullah, Shamsuddin, he called it Mizanul I'tidal. He called it Mizanul I'tidal. The way of balance. Because it is about weighing you. Who are you? So what the people have against Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi and the actual errors that he committed, because we are just like that. You would have either truly committed errors or errors are wrongly ascribed to you. Errors are either wrongly ascribed to you or you actually committed errors. What is the third alternative? Is there a third alternative? You would have actually committed an error or that error was ascribed to you. Somebody in our times, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Sa'id Raslan, he has a book about Arruat Al-Mubadda'un Min Rijali Kutub Al-Sitta. Arruat Al-Mubadda'un Min Rijali Kutub Al-Sitta. It's in four volumes. That was his PhD thesis. The scholars of Hadith, reporters of Hadith, who had been ascribed to some sort of innovations. Scholars of Hadith who had been ascribed to some innovations. Min Rijali Kutub Sita. Don't go far away from the scholars and reporters in the six books of Hadith, including Bukhari and Muslim. So one of the things he mentioned is that some of them, what they have been ascribed with will be found not to be true. And some of them, what they have been ascribed to, that is the errors ascribed to them, will be found to actually be correct. So, but if he has had errors, does it mean that the good things he did too should be put aside? Especially at this kind of a time when he will need his good deeds. Should we now say no, he did not make good deeds? From the greatest scholars of Hadith in our time was Ali Al-Halabi, rahimahullah. In terms of his knowledge, Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi was very, very knowledgeable. Many times when people talk about people, they don't know them ilmiyan, in terms of their value knowledge-wise. It's usually about what is the news that is spread about them. There is difference between the two. If you know somebody in terms of his knowledge, especially at the time when there has not been fitna, some of us were brought up upon some of the works of Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi, rahimahullah. This today, after I heard about him, I just went to my library and started removing all the books that I have from him. Many times people say, oh, don't read the books of Ali Halabi. I say, keep quiet. You don't know his books. So why do you say don't read the book? You don't read something you don't know. Tell me any one or two of his books that you know. You don't know anyone. You say they say don't read the books of Ali Halabi. Tell me one book that he wrote. You don't know. And you say don't read the books of Ali Halabi. So what is the value of your statement? Ali Halabi was very, very knowledgeable. He was very, very knowledgeable. And his knowledge was attested to by the greatest scholars of our time, beginning from Sheikh Abdullah Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Ubas. He has tazkiyah from him. When Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Askari wrote some issues regarding Sheikh al-Albani, Sheikh Ali al-Halabi gave him a rod. Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, Sheikh Bumbaz, was alive at that time. He wrote a letter from his office officially to congratulate and recognize the scholarship of Sheikh Ali al-Halabi in that rod. Sheikh Bumbaz. Rahimahullah. From amongst those who recognize and mention the scholarship of Sheikh Ali al-Halabi was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, he used to refer on one occasion. Fortunately, it was reported that one of the scholars of our times, Sheikh Rabi al-Martali, was in that sitting. When Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked a number of questions, it was during Hajj. Those days, when the scholars perform Hajj, they go and stay with the scholars. They don't perform Hajj and just be moving all around, looking for what to buy in the market. No. You are in the company of the ulama. Because they are like the date palm tree, everything from them is an issue of benefits. You want to make benefit from everything they say, everything they do, everything they keep. Even when they sleep, you want to make benefit from that. So the ulama follow their bigger scholars at the time. So it was said that Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, Sheikh Rabi al-Madkali, and others, they were with Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. And when Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked questions repeatedly, he would refer to Sheikh Ali al-Halabi. Salu dhalika al-bahr. Go and ask that ocean of knowledge. Salu dhalika al-bahr. Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen would say, ask Ali al-Halabi. Salu dhalika al-bahr. If Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen refers to you as bahr, face to face, you must not be less than a nahar. If he refers to you as an ocean, you must not be less than a river. This is in recognition of the scholarship of Sheikh Ali al-Halabi. There were others like Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari. Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari was from amongst those who used to mention Sheikh Ali al-Halabi positively. Why are we saying this and citing these scholars? We are citing them because if we say Sheikh Ali al-Halabi was knowledgeable, some of the people can criticize us and say, how do you know that he was knowledgeable? Okay, here are the nusus of A'imma regarding him. Sheikh Ali al-Halabi was knowledgeable. You can ask, how do you know Abu Nasir? Say, good. Hear what ulama have said. Would you have a problem about Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz? You have a problem about Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen? You have a problem about Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari? You have a problem about these people? These are the A'imma in our own times. They are the Ahmad bin Hanbals, they are the Shu'bah bin Hajjajs, they are the Sufyan al-Thawri, they are the Sufyan ibn Uyayna. In our own times, they are the Abdullah ibn Mubaraks of our own generation. Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari was reported to have said that atawassamu fi Aliyyi Hassan Abdul Hamid an yakuna khalifat al-Sheikh Nasir Din al-Albani. What I envision is that Ali Hassan al-Halabi is going to be the one who will deputize al-Albani when al-Albani goes away. The person after al-Albani will be Ali Hassan al-Halabi. And Sheikh Mashur Hassan al-Salman actually said that. Few days to the day Sheikh al-Albani passed away, he was asked, if you die, Sheikh, who should we go to? He said, go to Ali al-Halabi. Sheikh al-Albani, his teacher for about 20 years. And their relationship was just knowledge-based relationship. Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, the relationship he has with Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin is no other than knowledge-based relationship. And when knowledge-based relationship goes very deep, the Sheikh will refer to the student as his son. He will see him as his son. So most of the times, if you see Sheikh al-Albani mentioning Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, in silsilatu sahiha an da'ifa, in over 25 to 30 places, he will say, akhuna, akhuna Ali al-Halabi, akhuna Ali al-Halabi. Sheikh al-Albani will be mentioning him saying, our brother Ali al-Halabi, our brother Ali al-Halabi. One of the scholars was said to have written an article that he sent on the internet about 7 or 8 years ago. He was said to have written it to Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, who passed away today. He said he was listening to Silsilatul Huda wa Nur. And that most of the times you'll be hearing Sheikh al-Albani saying that, Ali al-Halabi, what do you have to say? Oh, do you remember that issue? Where is al-Halabi? Oh, Halabi, do you remember that hadith? Halabi, what was that? Halabi, you have a comment? Halabi says, I began to be really, really jealous. He said, I'm not talking about griftor. He says, he's talking about hasad. I'm jealous of you, Halabi. Amongst all of you seated there, you are the one Albani is calling, where is Halabi? Where is Halabi? Where is Halabi? Ah. I'm jealous of you. He said, don't say griftor. It's hasad. So Ali al-Halabi was very knowledgeable. Ali al-Halabi was very, very, very knowledgeable. Recently, Sheikh Abdul Wahab Ibn Hassan al-Banna passed away in Egypt. He also said something regarding what Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari said. Rahimahumullah. They have all gone now. Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari has passed away. Sheikh Abdul Rahman Ibn Hassan al-Banna has passed away. Sheikh Ali al-Halabi has also passed away. It was said that the Sheikh said, Al-Halabi lil-Albani kabni al-Qayyim libn Taymiyyah. Al-Halabi lil-Albani kabni al-Qayyim libn Taymiyyah. Al-Albani, take him to be Ibn Taymiyyah, and take Ibn al-Qayyim as the equivalent, take Ali al-Halabi of as the equivalent for Ibn al-Qayyim with al-Albani rahim. So the way Ibn al-Qayyim was to Ibn Taymiyyah, that is the way Ali al-Halabi is to al-Albani. Will you still be worried if we say that Ali al-Halabi was knowledgeable? You shouldn't be worried now. You shouldn't be worried. These are comments from the biggest scholars in our times. There are very, very many others. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abad also, he is still alive. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abad is one of the oldest scholars of Hadith and Sunnah today. He's still alive. One of the students wrote that himself and some others went to visit Sheikh Abdul Muhsin during one of the Hajjs. So they were asking him questions. And they say, who should we go to? We are from Urdun. We are from Sham. Sheikh, if we have issues in our own community, to whom should we refer these issues? And Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad said, Alaykum bi Sheikh Ali wa ikhwanihi. Alaykum bi Sheikh Ali wa ikhwanihi. Go stick to Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi and the rest of his brothers, his companions. Ali Al-Halabi. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad said that. And it was reported that Sheikh Abdul Razak, the son of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, was present on that occasion, amongst other scholars. Go and meet Ali Al-Halabi. This person who wrote said, I quickly asked Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad when he said that to us. He says, Wa fatwa al-lajnati da'imati fi Sheikh. Fatwa al-lajnati da'imati fi Sheikh. How about the fatwa of al-lajnati da'ima with regarding Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi? Because al-lajnati da'ima has a view regarding Ali Al-Halabi. How about that? And Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad was reported to have said that, La tu'athiru fihi. La tu'athiru fihi. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, these are not my words, these are the scholars' statements. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad said, La tu'athiru fihi. La tu'athiru fihi. The same thing, Samahatul Mufti. We know the Mufti. Diyar al-Mamlakat al-Arabiyya al-Saudiyya. That is Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh. He was on air on the second after internet. What do we call it? Naam? Not radio. He was on air where? What do you call it? On satellite station, on a satellite station. Sheikh Abdul Aziz was on air in a satellite station. So the caller who called him was asking about Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi and Sheikh Mashur Hassan Al-Salman. And the Mufti said, Ni'mal Ikhwan, good brothers. And then he went on to say, La yajuzu ta'nu fil ulama'i wa sabbuhum. لا يجوز الطعن في العلماء وسبهم. It is not right to criticize these scholars and abuse them. It's not right. These are nice brothers. When he spoke about Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad. So these are the huge scholars from our times. We mentioned Mufti, we mentioned Sheikh Abdul Muhsin. Before them, Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al Uthaymeen. We have not talked about Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al Albani. I tell you this, the statements of Sheikh al Albani in terms of Sheikh Ali al-Halabi can make a book. I tell you, the comments the Sheikh al Albani rahimahullah used to say regarding Ali al-Halabi can make a book. We can make a book from it. What are we saying? We want to prove that Ali Al-Halabi was knowledgeable. Even if he had made mistakes or that mistakes had been ascribed to him. Mistakes had been ascribed to someone who was knowledgeable. That's what we're saying. May Allah forgive him. There are many others amongst the scholars. From amongst them was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi himself. When he finished the 45 volumes, a sharh on Sunan al-Nasai, he invited Sheikh Ali al-Halabi to do the muqaddimah. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi, Ali al-Halabi, you are the one who will do this muqaddimah. But it was to be printed and he was busy at the time. So don't worry. So when he has a book, he wants to give him as a gift. You know, scholars have what they call al-ihda. They want to give you a book, they will write ihda. What is ihda? A message of gifting, something in that book from the author. Is that autograph? What do you call that? You want to gift a book you wrote. Is that autograph?
Yes.
Autograph. So you want to autograph it. And in one of the books, that Sheikh Ali Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi gifted to Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, he said in it that ihda'un من مؤلف الكتاب. This is an autograph from the author of this book, that Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Siyuti, لفضيلة الشيخ العلامة علي حسن عبد الحميد الحلبي. This is a gift to فضيلة الشيخ العلامة. Who is mentioning العلامة? Muhammad ibn Adam al-Siyuti says. What we are saying is that Ali al-Halabi was very knowledgeable. This is the point. He was knowledgeable. Being knowledgeable does not mean that you cannot make mistakes. And being knowledgeable does not mean that mistakes may not be falsely ascribed to you. Hold these two words as we go on. You can make a mistake, yes, truly. And then mistakes can be ascribed to you that you did not make. Hardly was any scholar free of that. That mistakes ascribed to him he did not make, hardly was a scholar free of that. One of the most learned human beings on the earth, after you remove the Anbiya and Rusul, was Al-Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad ibn Idris. Al-Imam Abu al-Faraj ibn al-Jawzi, in his work on Manaqib of Al-Imam Ahmad, he cited an incident when these are A'immana, Yahya ibn Ma'in, Abu Zakaria, was ascribing At-Tashayyu' to Imam Shafi'i. Yahya ibn Ma'in was ascribing Tashayyu' to Muhammad ibn Idris Shafi'i. In front of Ahmad bin Hanbal, because Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal counts Al-Imam Shafi'i as from his teachers, and he actually gained from him in all the aspects of knowledge, just like Al-Imam Shafi'i also gained from the knowledge of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. That was how they were. If I know that you know something, I come and learn it from you, and if you see that I know something, you come and benefit it from me. The important thing is that there was no ignorance left. Space must not be given for ignorance. But in our own times now, many things are connected to that. So when Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal heard that statement from Yahya ibn Ma'in, he told him, say, the two of your eyes have not seen a man like this. Ma ra'at aynaka mithla. The two of your eyes you have not seen someone like Shafi'i. It was a single statement that cancelled all those things. The reason I cited it was that sometimes things will be ascribed to a scholar that he is free of. Shafi'i is free of Tashayyu'. If you go to the work of Sheikh Sayyid Raslan that I referred to, Muhammad ibn Sa'id, about Ruwat al-Mubadda'un min Rijali Kutub al-Sitta, you find many of these people who things were ascribed to them and they were free of them, or they were ascribed to them and then they became free of them afterwards. Was it not recently that a makhtut was found regarding Al-Imam al-Nawawi? Imam al-Nawawi, a makhtut, a handwritten work was found regarding him that he was not Ash'ari. Imam al-Nawawi, Abu Zakaria Yahya ibn Sharafuddin. What did we used to know him to be? From the Ashaira. Recently, a makhtut was found regarding him that he was not free, he was not from the Ashaira. He declared freedom from them few days to the day that he passed away. Imam al-Nawawi. So if a person ascribes Ash'ariya to Al-Imam al-Nawawi, it he'll be considered not to have had a knowledge of the correct situation, even though some of the scholars without that had been saying a number of things regarding Al-Imam al-Nawawi and his possible freedom from Ash'ariya. So sometimes what will be ascribed to them will be absolutely false, untrue, and other times it will be that yes, he was of it, then he became free of it. And sometimes what they ascribe to a scholar can actually be with him. You see it in his works, you read it in his books, say this is a mistake this person has made. How do you handle those mistakes? There are many others amongst those who have mentioned Sheikh Ali al-Halabi to be from amongst the scholars of the Ummah. One of the oldest scholars of hadith in our times again is Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas. We know Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas. He was a teacher in Jamia Islamiyah, the science of hadith. I think sometime he also came to Ummul Qura. He's from the Indo-Pakistani subcontinent. He's a big scholar of hadith. Up to last Ramadan, and I think last Hajj that we performed before the shutdown, he was still teaching in Masjid al-Haram. So the time that he had gone back to Pakistan, then he came back to Haram again. Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas, very elderly. Hafizahullah. He spoke about, he was called, a telephone call was said to have been given to him. And the people were asking him about Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, rahimahullah. And Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas was reported to have said that, Wallahi, yudhina an yakuna khasatan ikhwanana al-urduniyin, it brings a lot of hurt to us that we find specifically regarding our brothers from Urdun, that is Sheikh al-Albani, his students, Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, Sheikh Mashur Hassan, Sheikh Hussein al-Awaisha, and the rest of them. إِذَا نَالَهُمْ شَيْءٌ يُؤْذِينَا. It causes hurt when anything reaches them. Something happens to them, we are hurt. I feel hurt. أَوْ إِذَا قَالَ فِيهِمْ أَحَدٌ شَيْئًا يُؤْذِينِي كَثِيرًا. Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas, he says, when someone criticizes them regarding something, it brings hurt to me. He says, Wallahu al-Musta'an. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Later on in the comments, he said, إِذَا كَانَ صَدَرَ مِنَ الشَّيْخِ عَلِي أَوْ مِنْ أَيِّ أَحَدٍ إِذَا كَانَ خَطَأً يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُنَبَّهَ بِالْأُخُوَّةِ. If something happens from him, if he had said something or written something, and we find that this thing is an error, whether him or any person, he should be told with the spirit of brotherhood. Yambagi an yunabbaha bil ukhuwa. It is necessary that his attention is called to it with the spirit of brotherhood. Wa ayyu wahidin minna. Likewise, anyone from amongst us, it should be bil ukhuwati wa tawadudi. It should be with brotherhood and a sense of compassion. Wal musadaqah, and a sense of friendship. La bin nabazi wa shay'in. It should not be with a nabath, name calling, and name ascription. هذا الذي نقوله والله المستعان. This is what I can say now. Allah alone is the one from whom help and assistance is sought. This is Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas. There are many others. And the one that I have found most interesting is that what that was given by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salim ibn Umar Bazmul. Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazmul, because there are two of them. There's Sheikh Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazmul, and there's Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazmul. They are brothers. But Sheikh Muhammad is older than Sheikh Ahmad. And Sheikh Muhammad is from the scholars of hadith. He has a lot of ajza hadithiya, nafi ajidda. I have not met him before. And he's resident in Mecca. But I have asked some of our teachers regarding his works, and they really praise him. Fortunately, I have many of his ajza too. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazmul. And let me say this, if you hear me praise a scholar, I have read his works. Yes. If you hear me, I'm praising someone repeatedly, I have read many of his works. He has very good works, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazmul. And his uslub is sahla, jiddan, easy. in his writings, whether those writings are hadithiyah or fiqhiyah or aqadiyah, and you know he's a specialist in ilmul qira'at. He has a book in two volumes, Al-Qira'at wa Atharuha fi Tafsir, in two big volumes, Al-Qira'at wa Atharuha fi Tafsir. What you have in the differences amongst the way the Qur'an read and reported the Qur'an and read the Qur'an, what is the impact of that on the science of Tafsir? Because there are impacts. Towards the end of Surah As-Sad, Allah was talking about Shaitan and Adam. Ya Iblis, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu liyadayya astakbarta am kunta min al-'ali? Qala ana khayrun minhu khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min tin. He says, qala fakhruj minha fa innaka rajim wa inna 'alayka la'nati ila yawmi din. Go. Aw ila yawmi yub'atsu ila yawmi din. Insert. قال ربي فأنذرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال فإنك من المنذرين إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم قال فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين. Shaitan boasted before Allah that he was going to mislead the people. إلا عبادك منهم, except those who were fervently serving you, O Allah, المخلصين, who were made to be sincere. But the qira'ah of al-mukhlisin, illa ibadaka minhum al-mukhlisin, except those who are themselves sincere. So it's not about somebody can come and say, oh, I am not made to be sincere, mukhlisin. They didn't make me to be sincere. Oh, there's riwayah of mukhlisin. Those who themselves are sincere, those who themselves struggle to be sincere, become made to be sincere. So you see this athar now. Sometimes the athar is bigger. The meanings will show a greater meaning for what we read. And it will close the gaps of evil that some people of misrepresentation may want to misinterpret the Quran. One qira'ah will make us understand that that misinterpretation is wrong. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazmul, he has a book on the entirety of this in two big volumes. If you read it, you see it was his thesis, I think his PhD thesis or his master's degree thesis in Qismus Sunnah in Ummul Qura. Two big volumes. When I read these comments that he made about Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, I smiled. Because he was just talking about what Sheikh Ali al-Halabi was to some of us. At the beginning, when we started to learn about Sunnah, to meet scholars and read books of Sunnah, it was the books of these people we were reading. Ali al-Halabi, for example, he has a book that is very important that every talib al-ilm reads the book. Ilmu Usul al-Bid'ah. Ilmu Usul al-Bid'ah. Somebody can say, why are you encouraging us to read the books of Sheikh Al-Halabi? I say, Sheikh Al-Albani encouraged us to read it. So whose person's comment should I take? Your own or Sheikh Al-Albani's own? Sheikh Al-Albani encourages us to read a book. You say, I should not read the book, or people should not read the book. Which person's statement should I take? Just advise me. Advise me. This is from the aspects of going beyond bounds regarding the mistakes of a person of Sunnah, basically, who makes a mistake or who errs regarding issues. His errors in the issues should be refuted. But in the other things that he has gotten right, why do you wrong it? If he has gotten some other things right, don't wrong them. Don't stop his Torah Kajariya. He got some things right. Don't say even those ones he got right, nothing should be done with them. Then there will be trouble in the Ummah. If you say that, you bring a lot of trouble in this Ummah. Because there is hardly a learned person who did not have hafawat. I didn't say so. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said so. I have not said anything of my own. Everything that I said, the A'imma said so. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi was a huge scholar of Sunnah amongst the scholars in the 3rd century of Islam. The scholars used to liken him to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And Al-Imam al-Zahabi in Siyaru Alam al-Nubala, he said, يقال, it is said that إنه كان أعلم الأئمة باختلاف العلماء على الإطلاق. The most knowledgeable about the differences of opinion amongst the scholars. The one who knows it most is Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. He knows the views of Malik, he knows the views of Ahmad, he knows the views of each of the scholars, one after the other, regarding one issue. Ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. Not just that, he knows the ahadith regarding each of those issues and the statements of the companions on each of those issues. Rahimahullah, Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. So you can ask me, have you read his book? Say, yes, I've read his works. Because you are praising Ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. He has a book that we all know, Ta'zimu Qadri Salah. Ta'zimu Qadri Salah. Nobody will talk about the importance of Salah without quoting Ta'zimu Qadri Salah. Ta'zimu Qadri Salah was written by Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. If you read the book, you know who he was. Rahimahullah. He was a great scholar of hadith. He was a great scholar of fiqh. Al-Imam ibn Hazm al-Andalusi, Rahimahullah. Ibn Hazm, we know him, ko? Abu Man, Abu Muhammad ibn Hazm al-Andalusi. He spoke about Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. He says, أَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ مَنْ كَانَ أَجْمَعَهُمْ لِلسُّنَنِ وَأَدْبَقَهُمْ لَهَا. The most knowledgeable amongst the people is مَنْ كَانَ أَجْمَعَهُمْ لِلسُّنَنِ. That person who has gathered more ahadith, more athar, the person who knows more ahadith, more athar about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Masail al-Ilmiyyah and the statements from the companions, he is A'lamu Nas. Ibn Hazm said so, rahimahullah. He says, wa adhkarahum lima'aniha. He gathered the sunan and he's the one always talking about hadith, hadith, hadith. Athar, 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 hadith, hadith, hadith. Who are alamun nas? Those are the most learned amongst the people. Rahimahumullah. Wa adrahum bi sihhatiha. He is from amongst the most knowledgeable amongst them regarding which ones are authentic, which ones are not authentic. The most knowledgeable amongst the people. The one who mostly gathers the sunnah. He mostly has the dogs. He can differentiate between each of them and place each of them in their rightful places. And then, أَذْكَرَهُمْ لِمَعَانِهَا. He talks and explains. He wants to say anything anywhere, he will look for one hadith. He will look for one author to prove the point. Ibn Hazm said, this is the most knowledgeable amongst the people. وَبِمَا أَجْمَعَ النَّاسُ عَلَيْهِ مِمَّا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. In addition to his knowledge of the sunnah, he is also knowledgeable regarding ma ajma an-nas alayhi, the consensus, the matters regarding which the people have agreed, and they have a consensus, and the matters regarding which there is ikhtilaf amongst the scholars. Wa ma na'lamu hadhihi sifa ba'd as-sahaba atamma minha fi Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. Ibn Hazm said, I don't know anybody who, after the companions, who has had all of this complete in him, like Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. Rahimahullah. فَلَوْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ. Ibn Hazm said, if anyone were to say that, لَيْسَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَدِيثٌ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam does not have a statement, a hadith, وَلَا لِأَصْحَابِهِ, nor that the companions had a statement, illa wa huwa inda Muhammad ibn Nasr lamma ab'ada an as-sidq. If the person says Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi has all the reports from the companions, from the Prophet, lamma ab'ada an as-sidq, he wouldn't have been far from being correct. He wouldn't have been far from the truth. Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Mawzi. Al-Imam al-Zahabi commented on this. He says, هذه الساعة والإحاطة. هذه الساعة والإحاطة. This sa'a, this vastness, والإحاطة, an all-encompassing knowledge. مدعاها ابن حزم لابن نصر إلا بعد إمعان النظر في جماعة تصنيف. Ibn Hazm will not be ascribing it to Muhammad ibn Nasr, except that Ibn Hazm has actually studied round and then is giving a general statement regarding Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. وَيُمْكِنْ إِدِّعَاءُ ذَلِكَ لِمِثْلِ أَحْمَدْ بِنْ حَنْبَلِ. It is possible for us to claim that kind of a knowledge too for people like Ahmad bin Hanbal وَنُزَرَائِهِ and his likes. Look at Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. Al-Imam al-Zahabi also mentioned in Siyar wa Alam al-Nubala regarding Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. The point I'm trying to prove is that you are a scholar doesn't mean that you cannot err. Scholars have been erring in the Ummah, and their errors will be corrected, because it is prohibited to follow a scholar upon his error, whether that scholar changes his view on that matter or not. We will not follow him upon his error. How many times in the classes, especially when we discussed Sifatul Salah, we will say this is the opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani, but as an individual, I think the position of others amongst the scholars is correct. How many times have we done that? He has a number? Many times. Al-Imam Al-Albani. So this is okay, he has a view, but others amongst the scholars have said another thing. Should we say, oh no, Albani has spoken? You must take that opinion of Albani, otherwise you are muftari. You are bringing an innovation into the religion. And by the time you know it, you turn your Salafiyya to Hizbiyya. Salafiyya, the aslu of it is following Dalil. And don't follow an alim upon an error. Don't follow a learned person. If he makes mistake, don't follow his mistake. Don't follow a learned person upon an error. If he errs, leave him upon his error. Don't follow him upon his error. But that does not mean that where he has not heard, he say no. Even those ones where he has not, how do you treat error like non-error? How do you treat things in which he did not err like things in which he erred? Is that the fairness of our Sharia and Salafiyya? We have spoken a lot about Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi and about his imamah. Go. Let us hear what Al-Imam al-Zahabi said about Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. He said, Zahabi too wanted to say it. He had to quote somebody. Imam al-Zahabi wanted to talk about Ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. He does not want to bear the burdens of this. He quoted someone. So I'm quoting him, quoting Zahabi. I'm quoting my own is two levels, Zahabi and Ibn Mandah, that Zahabi is quoting. You know Al-Imam Ibn Mandah. Imam al-Zahabi said, call al-Hafiz Abu Abdullah Ibn Mandah. Al-Imam al-Hafiz Ibn Mandah. Ibn Mandah, there are many. But this is Abu Abdullah ibn Mandah. I think he's the oldest amongst them. Fi mas'alatil iman. Regarding matters concerning iman. Ibn Mandah said, rahimahullah, sarraha Muhammad ibn Nasr fi kitab al-iman. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi has a book, Kitab al-Iman, where he discussed the issues regarding iman. Ibn Mandah said, Ibn Nasr al-Marwazi sarraha fi kitabihi. He was clear, explicit in his book Al-Iman, bi anna al-iman makhluq, that iman is created, wa anna al-iqrara wa shahadata wa qira'at al-Quran bi lafzihi makhluq. That al-iqrar, affirming faith, wa shahada, and the two statements of faith, wa qira'at al-Quran, and the reading of the Quran, bilafzihi, in his own expression and utterance, makhluk. this itself is from the creatures of Allah. Summa qala. Then Ibn Manda said, Rahimahullah, wahajarahu ala dhalika ulama'u waqtihi. Because of what Ibn Nasr al-Marwazi said, that opinion that he had about Iman, about Quran, Allah's, and all of these, hajarahu ulama'u asrihi. The scholars in his time, they abandoned him, they left him aside. وَخَالَفَهُ أَئِمَّةُ خُرَسَانِ وَإِرَاقِ. And the scholars of Khurasan and Iraq, Khurasan is present-day Iran, وَخُرَسَانِ أَئِمَّةُ خُرَسَانِ وَإِرَاقِ. And the scholars of Iraq, present-day Iraq, from parts of Sham and others, they criticized that view of Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. And Imam al-Zahabi said, Kunt, let me comment about that incident. He says, Al-Khawdu fi dhalika la yajuz. Getting too busy and deep in that matter is not correct. That is, getting too busy with this error from Al-Marwazi. Don't get too busy with it. Or that Al-Marwazi got busy with those affairs was not correct. He says, وَكَذَلِكَ لَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ يُقَالُ الْإِيمَانُ وَالْإِقْرَارُ وَالْكِرَاءَ. He started to refute these views of Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi, one after the other. He started to refute those positions, one after the other. At the end of it, he said, وَلَوْ أَنَّا كُلَّمَا أَخْطَأَ إِمَامٌ فِي اجْتِهَادِهِ فِي أَحَادِ الْمَسَائِلِ خَطَأً مَعْذُورًا لَهُ كُنَّا عَلَيْهِ وَبَدَّعْنَاهُ وَهَجَرْنَاهُ لَمَّا سَلِمَ مَعَنَا لَا إِبْنَ نَصْرٍ وَلَا إِبْنُ مَنْدَى وَلَا مَنْ هُوَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْهُمَا. Imam al-Zahabi said, لَوْ أَنَّا كُلَّمَا أَخْطَأَ إِمَامٌ. If each time someone whose feet is firm upon the Sunnah and who attained a lofty status of being a leading scholar amongst the Muslims, each time he makes mistakes, fi ahadi masail, in a number of masail, khata'an maghfuran lahu, mistakes that could be looked at and overlooked regarding him, kumna alayhi, each time there is that kind of a mistake, we stand up against him, wabada'nahu, we decline to be an innovator, wahjarnahu, we abandon him, lama salima ma'ana, no one will be free from us. La Ibn Nasr. Ibn Nasr himself will not be free with all the knowledge of his Sunnah. Wa la Ibn Manda, including Ibn Manda himself, he will not be free from this. Wa la man huwa akbaru minhum. Even those scholars bigger than the two of them will not be free. Wallahu huwa al-hadi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who absolutely guides the servants. It says, Wallahu huwa hadi al-khalqi ila al-haqqi. Allah is the one who guides the creatures unto the truth. Wa huwa arhamur rahimin. I is the one who is most compassionate. Fata'awwaz billahi min al-hawa wal-fadaba. So you and I should seek refuge from Allah, from hawa, from employing our own minds, our inclinations inside our minds, wal-fadaba, and being unnecessarily stringent. Should ask Allah's safety from it. The point here is, look at the Imama of Ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. Look at the errors that he had. Look at the handling of Al-Imam al-Zahabi. He corrected his errors, said he should not have said this. What he said is wrong. Here, like this. And then he did what? So if you want to say because of this, you will throw Ibn Nasr al-Marwazi away. Which person's book will you read about? Qadr al-Salah. The virtue, the significance of Salah. Which person's book will you read? Even Ibn al-Qayyim was extensive, citing from Ta'zim al-Qadr al-Salah of Ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. No one was free from error. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah said, Ma minna illa yu'ukhadhu min qawlihi wa yurad. There is not anyone amongst us except that some of his statements will be taken and some others will be rejected, except the Prophet Muhammad. So like we said, some of the errors will be ascribed wrongly, some of the errors will be ascribed rightly. When they are ascribed rightly, throw away that error. Throw it away. Don't take the error. If you take the error, you are wrong too. You are making tahazzub with him. You are forming his via, you are forming a faction, you are being fanatical with him if you take to his errors. Once the error of a learned person is clear to us, you throw the error away. But that is not to say even in the things that are right, which you throw the right ones away too. This one is from the aspects of going beyond bounds. It's from the aspects of going beyond bounds. Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, rahimahullah, he was right. He has a lot of books that he wrote. And the books are very, very beneficial. He gave a lot of lectures. The lectures are beneficial. Many of them, Sheikh al-Albani affirmed that he was right in them. And many people benefited from them. I wanted to tell us what Sheikh Mazmoul said about Sheikh Ali al-Halabi. Then I'll come back to what a general statement from Sheikh al-Albani, and then I'll stop there, inshallah. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Mazmoul said, "Alladhi ukinnuhu fi qalbi kull ihtiramin wa kull taqdirin li fadilati Sheikh Ali wa li mashayikh al-Urdun." Alladhi ukinnuhu fi qalbi. What I place inside my mind is what? Kulla ihtiramin wa kulla taqdirin. All kinds of honor and all kind of holding a person in esteem, all kind of honor and esteem. Li fadilati Sheikh Ali al-Halabi. For Sheikh Ali al-Halabi. Wa li mashayikhi al-Urdun. And the scholars of Urdun. Bal, in fact, وَأَعْتَبِرُ أَنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمَشَايِخِ. My consideration is that those scholars from Urdun, لَهُمْ فَضْلٌ كَبِيرٌ. They have a very big place and virtue. عَلَى الشَّبَابِ السَّلَفِي فِي أَرْجَاءِ الْعَالَمِ الْعَرَبِي وَالْإِسْلَامِ. They have a very big virtue on the young people trying to be upon Salafiyya throughout the world, throughout the Muslim world and throughout the Arab world. وَأَنَّهُمْ فِي يَوْمٍ مِّنَ الْأَيَّامِ. I also believe that in one of those days, كُنَّا, in days past, كُنَّا نَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْ كُتُبِهِمْ. Sheikh Mazmoul. Muhammad. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Mazmoul. He says, فِي يَوْمٍ مِّنَ الْأَيَّامِ. In the days past, كُنَّا نَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْ كُتُبِهِمْ. We used to benefit from their books. وَأَنَا أُعِدُّ نَفْسِي. And I count myself أَنَّ الشَّيْخ عَلِي وَالشَّيْخ سَلِيمُ فِي طَبَقَاتِ مَشَائِخِ. I count Sheikh Ali and Sheikh Salim to be from the category of my own teachers. Who said so? Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Mazmoul. You will know who we are talking about now when you say Ali al-Halabi. He was very, very knowledgeable. Errors were ascribed to him. And he actually perhaps committed errors. We'll come back to that, inshallah. He says, I count those people to be from the tabaqat of my teachers. وَلَا أُعِدُّ نِدًّا لَهُمْ وَلَا أُعَدُّ نِدًّا لَهُمْ. I should not be considered as a peer, someone in their category. No. Abu Bakr. لَمْ يَأْتِ هُوَ مُسَافِرٌ. Abu Bakr likes Sheikh Muhammad Mazmoul so much. He said, Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, they count from the levels of our own teachers. When we were young, reading Salafiyya, we were reading their books. So if I say, oh, we were reading their books, no one say, hey, Abu Nas, Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Mazmoul too read you from books of Ali al-Halabi. If you will be fair, whatever you say, say to him too. If 10, 15, 20 years ago, I used to study the books of Ali al-Halabi very well. Very well, ikhwah. We read them like the way when we were younger than this. You know, we grew up in Christian environments. They'll say, read them like Bible. Worry man is laughing. Malam, which one of the unanimous? Abu Amina. He laughed. Because we used to say it in Pidgin English. Nana Bible, that is, why do you have to read it so much? Is it Bible? Because to them, you should read your Bible every day. We read the books of Sheikh Ali. Today, as I was speaking them, wallahi, I was shedding tears. Wallahi, many of them have stories. We have stories with those books. This is it that Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Mazmoul is saying. We too, we were benefiting from their books. We count them from their our scholars. And he says, wala u'addu nifdan lahum. I should not be considered as a peer with them. Wala u'addu nafsi anni atakallamu anhum. And I will not consider myself as someone who will be talking about them. Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim, I do not see myself as someone yatakallamu an Ali al-Halabi. You ask, you know, these days there is no respect. Someone who cannot sit down to learn from Ali al-Halabi himself is talking about Ali al-Halabi. Why not keep quiet and respect yourself? I tell you this, and I don't have apology to you. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Last Saturday, I was asked, what do I have to say about people who abuse the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I say, is it every time that we should talk about everything, even when our scholars have said it, we too should be talking? What do Yoruba say? That is your knowledge that you have acquired. What sound does the elephant make? What is it called? Huh? The trumpet of it trumpets. I will learn English today. The elephant trumpets. Yoruba say, when the elephant trumpets, the little ones of an elephant, what are they called? Eh? Calf. No. Eh? Cow. Spell it. C A L M. LF, calf. Calf of an elephant? No. That looks big with that damn bee. Dojo alone. Ah, Malam. Assalamu alaikum. Can I be far? Can I live here? What are the little ones of elephants called? Huh? Calf. Barakallahu fik. The brother says calf. So, calf. Yoruba say, when the elephant, the mother elephant, trumpets, its calf does not trumpet. So I was saying, when our bigger scholars have spoken, our duty is to tell the rest of the people what those people have said. Yes, if there's an issue that should be said, and the scholars say it, your duty as Talibul Ilm is to transmit what the ulama have said. You don't say, oh, la tusbiru al-kalam. Tankul and Hawla. You transfer what they say. You not say it. We're in the generation where everybody's saying. Don't say it. Keep quiet. Don't say it. Keep quiet. Sheikh Bazmoo said, me, I can't talk about Ali al-Halabi. Or sit down, start discussing knowledge. I won't. Ra'asun bi ra'asin, head to head. Myself and Ali al-Halabi, we are discussing. I won't do that. But today, even Talib al-Ilm, someone just trying to pick up Arabiya because he has learned Nahw and Sarf. He thinks he has a statement. Me too, I'm writing Radu, Jarhu Atajid. No! Yeah, he's not like that. Jarhu Ta'dil has people. It is not everybody says everything. So if everybody is saying everything, who is warning who? Sheikh Fawzan is warning you regarding who? Or you are the one warning yourself and other people? Keep quiet. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive Sheikh Ali Hassan Abdul Hamid Al-Halabi. Every one of us has errors. There is no one who does not have error. Imam Malik said so. The only person who does not have errors regarding knowledge is the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. I'll read this statement from Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani, the teacher of Ali al-Halabi, and we'll stop there. So because some of the people, they were happy that he died. Thank you. It's my biggest confirmation that Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi, Allah made him to become a fitna in our generation, a means of trial. It doesn't mean that he's bad. When he says a person is a fitna, what did Allah say about the Prophet's Mi'raj? He says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَلَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا مَذَا تُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. So Allah referred to Mi'raj and what he showed to the Prophet as fitna. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ fitna. So Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi, I think, is a means of fitna in this generation. An individual by around whom there will just be trouble with people from here to there. It's fitna. May Allah protect all of us. But I think one way usually to come out of fitna, inshallah we are coming back to that, is stick to Kitab and Sunnah. Don't stick to any one single person. Stick to the truth. Once the truth is clear to you, accept it. Once the truth is clear to you, accept it. And don't follow anybody upon an error when it becomes clear to you. That's all. Don't be partisan and fanatic to anybody, kind man can, that it may be. Don't be partisan with anybody. Follow the proofs. Let the hujjaj, that is the meaning of Salafi, let the proofs direct you to where you go. Be like this and be soft so that you can always recant if you err. You can always say, I said this last year, I was wrong, oh, this is the correct thing. Every one of us should be ready to be saying that every day. So, but when in the times when matters becomes so dragged and hot like this, because the issues around Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi is very hot, very, very hot, very hot. So, in that circumstance, what you need to do is, what is the truth? You take it. What is the falsehood? Leave it aside. From any of the sites that has anything to say. And bismillah, some brothers used to send some message. One of them sent Siyana to Salafi. See, I say, look at this one. He's sending me Siyana to Salafi. A book that I bought years back. Manhaj al-Salaf itself that caused the issue, the fitna itself. I got my copy like this, hand to hand, from the hand of Sheikh Mashur Hassan al-Salman. The day that the book came into the market, I was in Cairo. Sheikh Mashur said, look, take, this is a new book, study it. I started to read the book that day. The book over which Ali al-Halabi is criticized, many of the people talking about it, they did not see it. And the rududat that had come from it, I was following it up and I was reading it. Our key is fine. I can't say so. We don't just say everything. Our own teachers taught us not to say everything. Wallahi. So keep quiet. Taslam. This is the first time I'm talking about Ali al-Halabi publicly. I never talk about it. Because it is being a mufritin. It's gulu always come from one side, love extreme, from the other side, extreme hatred. Why? That was why I started with that verse. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا عِدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. If you have issues against somebody, don't let that blind you from being fair. A man does something right, he got another one wrong, you turn the pages, you're a wayek marker. You are marking his objectives, his theory. He did not write the story well. Most children like to write stories, but they don't know that the best marks come from letter writing. So he wrote stories and he was writing things that were incorrect. He placed it wrong. You now came back to the objectives. Those ones he had gotten right, started marking them wrong. I mean, be fair. I didn't know. How can you be a scholar of Jarh wa Ta'dil if you are not fair? Where is your sense of fairness? Where is your sense of balance? If he did anything right, we beg Allah to multiply the goodness in that right. If he did anything wrong, we beg Allah to forgive him from those wrongs. This is the position of every Muslim before Allah till he will meet Allah. So I don't know what the Quran told us is that وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Unless you want to say Ali al-Halabi is kafir. وَإِلَّا قَدْ سَبَقَكَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. You have not known what will end you. Yes, you have not known what will end you. You have not known. You have not known what will be your own end. You have not known what will be your own end. May Allah protect us. Let me read this matin, this nafs from Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani rahimahullah. The audio of this text I want to read is on YouTube. The audio of this text transcribed is on YouTube. Sheikh al-Albani, someone came to him and said, Shaykhana, wasafa ba'd al-kutab al-akh Ali al-Halabi بأنه يقول بقول المرجئة والأحباش في مسائل الحكم والتكفير. وصف بعض الكتاب الأخ علي الحلبي بأنه يقول بقول المرجئة والأحباش في مسائل الحكم والتكفير. One of those who have authored the book had accused Sheikh Ali al-Halabi. Who is being asked this question? Al-Imam al-Albani rahimahullah. That one of the people wrote and accused Sheikh Ali al-Halabi بِأَنَّهُ يَقُولُ بِقَوْلِ الْمُرْجِعَةِ, that he has the view of the murji'ah fi al-Iman. What did Al-Imam al-Muzani say about Iman? والمسلم نعم الإمام قول وعمل مع ماذا مع اعتقاده بالجنان قول باللسان وعمل بالجوارح والأركان وهما سيان and on. We learned it here. But the Murji'a believe that Iman is just acknowledging Iman, acknowledging faith, acknowledging Shahada. And that it does not increase, neither does it reduce. Just do what you like. Your iman is static. This position is wrong. Someone says that to Sheikh Al-Albani, that Ali al-Halabi was accused by someone to be of that view. Fi masail al-hukm wa takfir. Likewise, that he has these views on the issues of at-takfir and the rest. وَوَصَفَهُ كَذَلِكَ. The person continued. He also described Sheikh Ali al-Halabi زِيَادَةً عَلَى ذَلِكَ, in addition to what I had said, بِأَنَّهُ جَاهِلٌ مُبْتَدِعٌ. People say it now, Ali al-Halabi jahil. You will answer it on the day of Qiyam. Yes. Yes. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, we know him, Tabi'iko. He said, amongst us in those times, we did not used to consider someone who has a lot of salat, a lot of siyam, a lot of sadaqat to be a successful person. Those we considered more successful are those who can hold their mouth. You know the reason why? If you are praying, fasting, doing sadaqat, this, and you are not holding your mouth, on the day of Qiyamah, people will take your own good deeds, as the Prophet said in the hadith of Al-Muflisun. So you want my soul, so God, my soul. He has gotten to the place where he will be gaining your rewards. Ali al-Halabi jahil. It is a jahil who will say it. If you say he is jahil regarding some matters, everybody is jahil regarding one matter or the other now. If you say he is jahil, because he does not know this one. You too are jahil because many other things that he knows you don't know. But you don't make it lack. You don't generally ascribe jahil to a person who is knowledgeable. So the man was asking Sheikh Al-Albani, وَوَصَفَهُ كَذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ جَاهِلٌ مُبْتَدِرٌ. That Ali al-Halabi is a jahil, is a mubtadi. وَنَحْنُ نَعْرِفُ أَنَّ الشَّيْخَ عَلِيًا. And we know that Sheikh Ali, لَا نُزَكِّيهِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. We are not praising before Allah. لَهُ صِلَةٌ بِكُم مِّن خِلَالِ الْجَلَسَاتِ مَعَكُمْ. He has connections with you because of his prolonged sitting with you over the time. He has a lot of al-halqat. He's your student. So you can tell us the truth about Ali al-Halabi. Let us hear the answer of Sheikh Ali, Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, Abu Abdurrahman. He says, نَحْنُ لَا نُبَرِّئُ إِنسَانًا مِنَّا مِنَ الْخَطَئِ وَالظُّهُورِ. لا نبرئ إنسانا منا من الخطأ والظهور. We do not wash off any one of us from خطأ, mistake, والظهور, errors. I cannot say there is no one amongst my students who cannot make mistakes or err. Sheikh Al-Albani said, فَالْعِصْمَةُ لِلْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالرُّسُلِ. Faqat, protection regarding this deal is only meant for the Anbiya and who? And Rusul. Prophets and messengers only. وَلَكِنِّي أَكُولُ. But what I will say, فِيمَا يَتَعَلَّقْ بِمَوْضُوعِ الْأَكِيدَ. Regarding the issue of Akida that you have mentioned, you have asked me about Ali al-Halabi. What I will say about that is that ma alimna alayhi min su. What did Sheikh Al-Albani say? Ma alimna alayhi min su. Awa ma buruka kamao. We don't know any error of him with him as far as Akida is concerned. Ma alimna alayhi min su. We don't know anything, any evil that he has in that matter. We don't know. I don't know. Rahimahullah. ومجال القول والاجتهاد واسع جدا. And the space for views and ijtihad, intellectual efforts to derive a ruling regarding a matter is vast. Every person who has the ability makes ijtihad. So he can have ijtihad regarding a matter. That's another thing altogether. And he has a right to that. He says, لِذَلِكَ نَحْنُ نَقُولُ. That is the reason why we say, سَامَحَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَقُولُ خِلَافَ مَا يَعْتَكِدُ فِي أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ. May Allah forgive that person who will say the opposite of what his brother believes. My brother believes something, but I'm saying something that is different about him. He says, سَامَحَ اللَّهُ. May Allah forgive someone who does that too. Sheikh Al-Albani is saying that. Rahimahullah. He says, أَخُونَا. Our brother Ali al-Halabi, laysa murji'an. Who said so? Al-Imam al-Albani Rabbi. وَلَا يَكُولُ إِلَّا بِمَا يَعْتَقِدُهُ السَّلَفُ الصَّالِحِ. And he has no view except the views of the Salaf al-Salih. وَالَّذِي يَنْصِبُهُ لِمِثْلِ هَذِهِ النَّسَبُ. And those who ascribe him to this kind of a thing, أَقَلُّ مَا يُقَالُ فِيهِ. The least of what should be said about that kind of a person, أَنَّهُ قَدْ تَعَدَّى الْأَدَبَ الْإِسْلَامِ. That person has gone beyond the manners of Islam. وَلَكِنِّي. But I, as for me, أَخْشَى أَنْ يَكُونَ الْأَمْرُ. I fear that the matter, أَخْشَى. He repeated it. Sheikh Al-Albani says, وَلَكِنِّي أَخْشَى أَنْ يَكُونَ الْأَمْرُ أَخْشَى وَعَانِي مَا أَقُولُ. He says, أَخْشَى أَنْ يَكُونَ الْأَمْرُ. I fear that this matter that has started now, أَخْشَى, I fear, وَعَانِي مَا أَقُولُ, and I mean what I say, أَخْشَى, I fear, أَنْ يَكُونَ الْأَمْرُ أَكْثَرَ وَأَخْطَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. I fear that the matter will be more, will be much more, that is, he will be accused of much more things, وَأَخْطَرَ, are more dangerous than what we have seen now. وَهُوَ أَنْ يُنْسَبَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَكِيدَةِ مَا هُوَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنْهُ. What I fear that he may be ascribed to beliefs that he is far away from. بَرَاءَةَ الذِّئْبِ مِنْ دَمِ إِبْنِ يَعْقُوبِ. kama you call. He will be free from those things that will be ascribed to him. Baro atazibi min dami ibn Yaqub kama you call you qadiman. In the manner that Zib, what is Zib? Wolf was free from the blood of the son of Yaqub. Who is that son of Yaqub? Yusuf. The way they used to say, Yusuf does not have any, the wolf did not kill Yusuf. But the people ascribed the killing of Yusuf to the wolf. So the Arabs say that as an adage, that the wolf was free from the blood of the son of Yaqub. He said, Ali ibn Halabi will be ascribed to things. I fear it will be worse, and it will be much more later. And I mean what I have said. Sheikh al-Albani says, Rahimahullah. Like he feared that, ha. That is what I understand. If I go away, this man, he will suffer a lot. And that is what we have seen. But how about those errors that he could have committed? Truly. How about those errors that he could have committed? It's just one way of handling them. Throw them away. Don't accept them. If you find out that he's criticized regarding the matter, don't accept his view regarding the matter. Throw the matter away. And that is for everybody, not for Ali al-Halabi alone. Let me tell us one thing today. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi, he does not have it as one of the shurut of sihat al-hadith that the hadith should be sharp. He said there is nothing like that. It's in his Alfiya, Sharh of Alfiya Suyuti. It's in the Muqaddimah of his Sahih Muslim. His Sharh of Sahih Muslim. He mentioned in almost three or four places to say one hadith is sharp. He said there is nothing like that. The opinion is a strange opinion, but that is him. It will not be accepted of him because that's a mistake. He has other issues too. Ibn Adam in Ethiopia. And Imam Malik said it all. There is no one, nobody, except that you have views that in which you are right and views in which you are wrong. So if you find that Ali al-Halabi wrong, you should throw the issues away. Accept what is correct. Accept what is correct and proceed with your religion. Don't make one person the icon of your own deen. It is until I can say that Ali al-Halabi is this, that is when I am Salafi. You are wrong. Unless you don't understand what Salafiyah means. You are very wrong. Oh, if Sheikh Fulan believes that Ali al-Halabi is this and you don't believe that he's that, where do you get this qaida from? Man lam yubaddi al-mubtadi fa huwa mubtadi. Hada ala annahu kana mubtadi'an wa in kana wa idha kana fi al-qawli bi bid'atihi khilaf aw shay akhar. So there could be many other things. But what is safe for us, I as an individualist, anybody, not just Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, anybody in which I find a statement that he has, others amongst the scholars have said something else that appears to be stronger, I will not follow that first person. I don't know any learned person in this time that I have loved like Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani. I love the Imam so much. Rahimahullah. Yet, if I find out that he was not right in a view, I never take his view, no matter the view. So that is what we should be. Anybody. But if you take someone that this one, whatever he says is correct and right, then you are making, that is his via, you are calling Salafiyah. So just like you cannot keep anybody to say, enter, this is the person you'll be following. Anytime, whatever he says, we will go follow him. You must not say that. The same way you must not choose some people from among the scholars too. And say, oh, this one, whatever he says to, we will follow it. Okay. How about Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbas, Sheikh Wasilah Abbas, Mufti, and all others who have spoken correctly about this one? They are not scholars. If you want to say anything about the one who says no, please. How about those ones? Have you made Tabdi or Sheikh Abdul Muhsin for not making Tabdi or Sheikh Ali al-Halabi? Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad. You make Tabdi of him because he did not make Tabdi of Ali al-Halabi. Or you make tabdi'ah of Wasim Allah Abbas because he did not ask tabdi'ah of Mufti, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Al Sheikh, and other Samantullah. When you begin to do that, you are bringing something else in the name of Salafiyah. May Allah forgive Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi his errors. May Allah forgive him his errors. Whatever good deeds he has before Allah, may Allah magnify the rewards for him. Like Sheikh Bazmoun said, Muhammad, wallahi, we benefited from the knowledge of Ali Al-Halabi. The last time I met him was in Makkah. And I was asking him about a book that he had mentioned that he was working on. He wants to make a ta'liq on the tahqiq of Ahmad Shakir or Musnad Ahmad. The tahqiq of Sheikh Ahmad Shakir occurs in 15 volumes. He was working on it, trying to, you know, add more value to the book. So I asked him about the book, because for me, it was the reason I had not bought the copy of Sheikh Shuaib al-Arnaout and the rest of the muhakkikun who did their Musnad Imam Ahmad in 50 volumes. I was waiting for the copy of Sheikh Ali al-Halabi. But he told me on that occasion that he had not completed the work, that inshallah he still work on it. Here we are. He has gone. So may Allah forgive him. Until my last check, his books that he had written were about 200. He had 200 titles. May Allah forgive him. All the good that he has in all those books, may Allah magnify it for him. And the mistakes he had, like any other person, of course, would have mistakes. May Allah forgive him. I think it will suffice to stop here. I will, inshallah, accommodate maybe one or two questions because of time. One or two. Naam. Amin wa iyyak. Naam. Amin wa iyyak. Naam. Amin. Nas'alullah salamat wal afiyah. سأل سؤالك. أن من يدافع عن سيد كتب؟ ماذا تريد؟ ماذا تقصد بالدفاع عن سيد كتب؟ أن الشيخ الألباني يدافع عن سيد كتب. Did we hear the question I was asking? He said, people say that الشيخ الألباني defended سيد كتب. You know سيد كتب, he is an إخواني who had many strange views regarding Iman, regarding the Quran, regarding the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding Sunnah, many other things. Many of the scholars say he was not a scholar. One of those who repeatedly said that was Sheikh Al-Albani. He repeatedly said, Sayyid Qutb kana adiban wa laysa min al-ulama. He was a literary person. He was a person of literature. He has a vast knowledge in Arabic literature, but he was not from amongst the scholars. Sheikh Al-Albani said this a lot. But the fitna of this is that he has books like Fi Dhilalil Quran, which was his tafsir of the Quran, that he wrote. Many people liked it. From amongst those who have praised this book was Sheikh Bakr ibn Abdullah, Bakr ibn Abdullah Abu Zaid. He praised Fi Dhilalil Quran. Others to Sheikh Abdullah Jibril praised it. If you go to Kitab Al-At'imah, Ahkamuha by Sheikh Fawzan, I think it was his master's thesis, in about three or four places he cited works from Fi Dhilalil Quran. Sheikh Fawzan, he cited works from Fi Dhilalil Quran. So what I'm saying about this is that people like the works of Sayyid Qutb, one because of the beautiful language that he had, and then some of them, he was mentioning things that were connected to management that people found useful in general life. So sometimes the people perhaps may cite one or two things from him, as we mentioned of Sheikh Fawzan. People cite something from him, it does not mean that he has now believed in what Sayyid Qutb believed. Hafizahullah. From amongst those who had given reputation to these people in this our time was Sheikh Fawzan. He deliberately wrote a whole book about Al-Halal wal-Haram by Yusuf al-Qardawi. And he has a lot of statements about these people of innovations. Sheikh Fawzan. So sometimes you see scholars doing so. I also read a statement from Sheikh Fawzan Ibn al-Uthaymeen, who was saying that if this man had any good thing, yes, we acknowledge it. But his errors, no, we are far away from that. We disconnect from his errors. But Sheikh Al-Albani, he said he heard it. Usually I don't like responding to things like, I heard that. If you give us clear-cut reference, then we can give clear-cut responses. But I doubt if Sheikh Al-Albani would be defending Sayyid Qutb. And then what does defending mean? What does defending mean? Was he saying that he was correct in something and wrong in some things? Does that mean defend? What does defending mean? So I think the matter before talking about it requires more of affirming the statement. What was it? Was it really true that Sheikh Al-Albani was? Why would Sheikh Al-Albani defend someone like Sayyid Qutb? The gap is far. It's far. So it remains to be substantiated, Allahu Alam, that Sheikh Al-Albani was defending Sayyid Qutb. Sayyid Qutb is a known person of innovations. The known person of innovations. And his books is filled with a lot of poisons. May Allah protect us. Those who read and refer to them, you will see Sheikh Fawzan, they are very learned people. May Allah protect us all. Akhasta jawabak. One more question, inshallah. Now, Amin want. Things like what? I think I had mentioned that in the class when I referred to the work of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Sa'id Raslan. He mentioned from amongst the scholars in the past who were very learned, who had errors. In fact, the entirety of what we read about Ibn Nasr ibn al-Marwazi is an example of that. In the early times, you find people who were very strong, very knowledgeable, but they made errors. So you find that too, up to the time of the Tabi'un, you can find some of these kinds of errors. You find people like Qatada ibn Bi'ama al-Sadusi, Imran ibn Hibban, and others who had issues, Allahu Alam, regarding some masail, and reputation was done. The basic rule is, don't follow anybody upon his error. If it's clear that he has erred in a matter, drop the error, follow what is correct. Because people err in our nature as human beings. That was what Al-Imam Malik also said. There is not anyone amongst the scholars, illa yu'ukhadhu min qawlihi wa yurad. That one that you make rod of in his statement is that you are putting it away. If it is inside a whole book, you make a rod of the book. If it is in one statement, you make a rod of the statement. Don't leave a statement without making a rod of it. If you find it and you are capable of doing so according to the knowledge Allah has given you, make a rod. If you are capable. If you are not capable, you keep quiet. You look for capable people to say something about it. If they don't say anything about it, face your business. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect all of us. I think it will suffice to stop here. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Maria de Magdala.
Eu não tenho nada a ver com isso.